What's up, guys? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Night Tour of Tallinn in Estonia. So I'm out here in Estonia, guys. I'm only going to be out here for one night. So this is why I'm doing a night video today. I just got in from Latvia about an hour ago. I took the train from Valga all the way here, and I got off like an hour ago. Now it's a little bit after 10:30. I'm walking around. I'm just showing you guys my first impressions of Tallinn. Now, you know, Tallinn is spelled T-A-L-L-I-N-N. You would think it's actually pronounced Tallinn, but really it's pronounced Tallinn, like Thailand without the D, or like Tylenol without the O. So this is how the natives pronounce Tallinn, you know, which is the capital of Estonia. Now, right off the bat, guys, Tallinn is pretty much Riga, which rhymes with nigga, but a little bit more, sophisticated, I guess, you know, maybe a little bit more, sophisticated, you know, a little bit more progressive when it comes to, like, technology and the use of technology, I'd say. But overall, guys, it's pretty much Riga when it comes to the nightlife. Now, the reason why I'm starting this video on the outskirts of the city is simply because my hotel is in Old Town Riga. I'm sorry, Old Town. You know, the hotel I'm staying at, guys, is called Old Town Riga with a J. And I remember I was so close to saying to the guy who runs the place, you know, not he doesn't run the place, but he's like the night clerk there. I was so close to telling him Old Town Riga, which rhymes with nigga, so close to saying that. Turns out that the hotel that I'm at is actually owned by Latvians, so that's why they call it Old Town Riga in Tallinn, you know. So I got that hotel off of booking.com. It cost me like $50 American. That includes open breakfast buffet. So for one night, I got a good deal. My train ticket from Valga to here and back was like $35 plus a $50 hotel. So I'm pretty much spending like $100 for tonight to be here, between hotel, transportation, and food. So this is the beginning of Old Town Riga. We're still on the outskirts. You have to remember it's Halloween, so you got some crazy people. McDonald's, you know, just like in Riga, McDonald's is always going on. The reason why, guys, I am starting with the outskirts of Old Town Riga is because I'm so used to saying Riga rhymes with nigga for the past 3 weeks. Old Town Tallinn is that Old Town Tallinn, the center of it is dead. Everything is closed up. At first I was like, oh shit, this city is gonna suck Yogi Obe's lift nut sack. But when I ventured out a little bit more, I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of like Riga, where there's people outside of the city center itself. Now, the reason why the city center at 10 o'clock at night is pretty much dead, it's because it's a tourist trap. You know, all the tourists, they go there during the day. At night, they're at their hotels. So there's absolutely no need for these tourist trap places to stay open, because who are they going to cater to? A bunch of ancient niggers at night? It's not even worth it for them. So this is why old town Thailand is pretty much dead at night because all the business people, the people with money, they're there during the day. At night, you might get a couple of pubs here and there. No, they're not pubs. What do you call some? I never been there because I know I can't afford it. And even if I could afford it, I ain't wasting that type of money. I think it might be a lounge or something. You know the upscale pubs where, I don't know, I think it's called a lounge or something. But right off the bat, guys, I can tell you, even though I only been here for an hour, right off the bat, I can tell you that Thailand is a little bit more expensive than Riga when it comes to a night out. I can tell you that thus far, even though I only been here for exactly 1 hour. So, just like Riga, you got the bus, you got the tram system over there. Like I said, it's pretty much a carbon copy of Riga, but a little bit more sophisticated, so to speak. So, they do have a 24-hour market, which is good. They do have a 24-hour, well, it's not a supermarket, but it has pretty much everything you want. Surprisingly, it's quite cheap. Well, it's not expensive, okay? You know, I thought that a 24-hour supermarket, they're gonna rip you off because, you know, they're the only place open at night. Have to clean out the lens every now and then. I guess, because it's raining, you know. Right now, guys, it's wet, it's cold, it's raining. Obviously, you know, people with money, they're not gonna be out here at night, you know, in the rain and in the cold. You know, they got better things to do than to be out here, man. I myself have better things to do, but I'm doing a video for you guys, so that's why I'm out here. So I'm showing you guys that most places here are indeed closed or they're pretty much ghost towns, okay? Like Riga, the only time Thailand is popping is on the weekends or on the summers where it's nice and warm and it's not raining. But right now, guys, the weekdays, it's totally dead. I'm gonna show you some prices. I just walked by this restaurant a second ago, guys. I don't even know who the hell they are. But I'm just showing you some prices right now. By American standards, prices aren't bad, but I can tell you right off the bat that you're probably paying a good 15, maybe 20% more for shit here compared to Riga. You guys can, you know, freeze this and look over it later on if you want, but I'm letting you know, like, you're paying 20% more for stuff here than you will back in Riga. That's a supermarket over there, Prism 24/7. Damn it. I actually went in there, got some sweets from them. Like I said, the prices are reasonable. Even though it's probably a little bit more expensive than going to Remy. Yes, they do have Remy here. But for 24 hours, even if you pay an extra 15-20% by going to that restaurant, it's totally worth it. Now, something I want to teach you guys, if you guys are in the Baltic countries, or even in the Balkan countries, and it's late night, and you want cheap food that's open, that's tasty, go to the kebab houses, okay, guys? Always go to the Turkish kebab houses, okay? The Turkish restaurants, because Turks are a lot like the Arab people, you know, they prefer the night over the day. Unfortunately, I ended up going to a going to freaking Hiss Burger, which is like, which is actually below McDonald's if you ask me. Otherwise, guys, I would have went to this place. You know, God willing, I'll go there in the morning. This is another place over here that I want to visit in the morning. You know, I want to try some of their gourmet food. But this place, guys, had I known... Ooh, look, Remy. I told you guys, they got Remy here. Again, Thailand. I'm sorry. Thailand and Riga, pretty much sister cities, guys. What you're going to have there, you're going to have here. It's the same thing at the end of the day, okay? A lot of cross-border business between Latvia and Estonia, if you guys have not figured that one out right now. I don't know why my camera sucks at night. Let's go down here, see what's going on. A lot of Turks around here. They're not bad, you know. You got a lot of Turks. I mean, they're fine. I mean, as long as they have nice restaurants. Doesn't look all that interesting. We got better things to do with our time. Let's keep on walking. There's some cathedral over there, I guess. During the day, guys, I'm going to give you a whole tour of this place tomorrow, God willing, during the day, where hopefully it won't be raining, wouldn't be this cold and wet and shit like that. Overall, guys, just to let you guys know, when it comes to, like, trying to pick up women, guys, I said this in Riga, I'm going to say it here, guys, okay? Pubs, nightclubs, bars, it's for ain't shit niggers, okay? The fine ass woman, they're not at the pub. They're not at the nightclub. I mean, they might go to the nightclub for attention, yeah, but fine woman, woman that you know, want to actually have a relationship with, they're not gonna be at the pub, guys. They're not gonna be at the bar, okay? Real talk, you guys are better off walking around and picking up a woman while you're walking around. Damn it, so many freaking puddles. You know, all the water goes in here, but sometimes the water gets stuck in there. My shoes are freaking wet, man. I mean, my socks are freaking wet. It's the same thing as in Riga. You got these motorcycles, these freaking Segways. Look at that, guys. Look at that. How the hell am I going to cross over? Ugh. Bolt. You know, Bolt is like the Baltic version of Uber. You know, just like Uber is all over the place back in America. Apparently, Bolt is all over the place here. So, let us continue. Like I was saying, guys, you're really better off picking up women simply by walking around minding your own business. That's how I picked up the Latvian girl I didn't pick her up. She picked me up, you know. She came up to me. Guys, I don't approach women, guys. Okay, this is 2023, dudes. If a woman wants her dick in her pussy, she's going to make it very well known. She's going to do the move. You know, a lot of guys out there, they're going to say, oh, yeah, women don't make moves. Nah, they make moves. If they don't make a move on you, it just means that they just didn't want you that bad, okay? So, yeah, you guys out there, you know, the pubs, the bars, you're really not missing out on anything by not going there, man. Like I said, the hot woman, the beautiful woman, they are on the apps. They're at the high-end lounges. You know, they ain't doing nigger shit. I'm telling you guys that right now. So, look, this place is open from 10 in the morning to 6 o'clock. I should have came here. God willing, I'll come here tomorrow. Yeah, they're Middle Eastern, or they're Arabs. Not bad people, you know. It's all right. I saw them on the when I was doing my first tour of the area. I took a good look at them. They're not bad people, you know. They're all right. See? It's all like doner kebab, shit like that. Now, let me tell you something. Middle Eastern food is unhealthy as fuck. But once every now and then, guys, it's all right. Especially if you're like me, walking around like 2-3 kilometers a day. You know, having fatty foods every now and then ain't gonna be the end of the world for you. Yeah, see, this is a thing I hate about these cities, whether it's Riga or here, these big cities. You gotta pay for parking, you know. I got trauma from parking from the meter maids back in LA, man. I'm telling you, dudes. Nazis are choir boys compared to freaking meter maids, if you ask me. So, like I said, guys, they got Money Express here, okay? That's where I do exchange my money back in freaking Riga. So, they got Money Express here. Apparently, they're selling gold and silver, I guess. Yeah, apparently, they're selling gold and silver. You know, if you guys want to see what their latest currency prices is, you guys can put this on pause, see what the currency conversions and shit like that is. Yeah, the Egypt, you know, I can go to Egypt right now and be like fucking Pharaoh over there, but Egypt doesn't have any good looking woman. I'm not a fan of colored woman, to be honest with you. Alright, let's keep on going. So like I said, guys, I'm just giving you a tour of, the nightlife here, because like I said, this is gonna be my first and last night here. I'm gonna go back, God willing, to Latvia tomorrow. Like I said, guys, you're gonna be paying a little bit more here compared to Riga when it comes to pubs and shit like that, you know? So, that's why I'm telling you guys, stay away from the pubs, stay away from the bars, because only ancient niggers go there, you know? All the fine women, they're going out on the apps, you know? They're not at pubs and bars, you know? And, you know, that's a really good thing about some of these Eastern European women is that, you know, they're more on the apps than they are, you know, just being loose with their caboose, if you know what I mean. So, like I said, I'm gonna give you a day tour of this. Yeah, you're really not missing anything, guys. You know, I don't wanna make it obvious that I'm taking video of people, but I just passed a pub. You got like, it's a sausage fest in there, you know. For every girl at the pub, you got like 6 or 7 guys holding their dick, man. You don't want to be that dude. I'm telling you that right now. That's his burger right there. They have him in Riga. I never ate his burger until today. I ain't gonna badmouth him, but all I'm gonna say about his burger is y'all ain't better than McDonald's. And that's fucking sad. You also have Burger King right there as well. You know, you got Burger King, McDonald's, you know. McDonald's is down there, as you guys know. You know, I should have gone to McDonald's over his burger, but I don't eat that shit in America. And just off of principle alone, I can't go fucking overseas and eat McDonald's. It's like, dude, you left America, yet you went to McDonald's. How does that one work, you know? So, yeah, look at some of the nice architecture. I don't know if this stuff is new or if it's actually old shit. You know, it might be like built for tourists, whatever there is. But yeah, Old Town does have, you know, you got the cobblestone, the cobble streets. So it's all right. Indians. Ugh. Again, you got kebab over there. So if you guys want to go eat kebab one time, you got kebab. I'm telling you guys, best food you'll ever eat would be like freaking kebab at night. Or during the day, which I'm going to try to do tomorrow. By the way, guys, even his burger, it's all machines, you know? You don't even order in person anymore. It's all machines. Kind of like the McDonald's back in America, it's all machines. It's the same thing with his burger. It's as if the elites don't want you to have any communication with other people. You know, it is what it is, man. That's like a shortcut to my hotel. I'm not gonna do that because I'm gonna give you guys a more of a tour of the place. So we're gonna take the long way. You know, obviously, guys, these are all the fancy schmancy tourist traps over here. Again, once you get into that area, guys, around the bend, that's gonna be the tourist traps. You have a karaoke bar, again, empty. Again, on the weekdays, guys, most pubs, most bars on the weekdays, it's either going to be one of two things. Either they're going to be totally empty, or it's going to be a sausage fest. That's it. That's the only two options you have. Chinese restaurant over here. Let's see what they're cooking. Let's see what the Chinese are cooking. So, prices are pretty much the price in America. Doesn't look all that appetizing, to be honest with you, man. It's probably the only Chinese place in town, so that's why they can raise prices. Hey, how you doing? No strip club. I'm good. Yeah, no word. No, thank you. Yeah, he was asking me if I want to go to a strip club. You know, pussy. A lot of places, you know, a lot. Look, wherever you go in any place that's old town, whether it's old town Bucharest, it's old town Tallinn, where we are, or old town Riga, you're always going to see some sleazy guys going up to you like, hey, man, you want to go to a strip club? You want pussy? You know, of course, you know, it's all a scam. So don't fall for it. You know, I told you guys when I was in Bucharest a couple of years ago, I was going to boink Yogi Ob's sister. But then they were like, oh, buy her alcohol. And of course, how it works is that they'll tell you, okay, you can fuck this girl for like $80, which by American standards is one hell of a deal, right? But then they tell you, you have to buy her alcohol. Now, from my perspective, buying a girl alcohol
is haram when you yourself don't drink alcohol. So if you're just buying alcohol to sleep with a hoe, that's shirk, you know. She's overruling God, okay? So first of all, that's hella haram. Secondly, what they do is that they give you a menu list, which most guys don't even look at. They're thinking to themselves, oh, I'm gonna buy her a cup of alcohol for like $5, but it ends up being like $500, you know? So that's what a lot of these people places do, is that they tell you, oh, you can sleep with this girl for like $80, no problem, but you have to buy her alcohol, which you don't even look at. You don't look at the fine print, and it's like, you know, $300 a cup of alcohol, when in reality it's water, you know. So burgers cost about 13 euros. I don't know if they come... Do they come with fries? Our burgers consist of 200 gram prime Estonian beef, grilled to perfection. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out if their burgers come with... I'm trying to figure out if their burgers come with fries or not. Fish and chips. I think you probably have to order fries separately. Fries are only 3 euros. So you can get a burger for 13 euros. So for about $20, guys, you can get a burger in Old Town. Where the fuck am I? Thailand, yes. You know, at least you guys have bragging rights to say, oh yeah, I got a burger in Old Town, Thailand. Okay, so this is modern Estonian cuisine. Wow, even more expensive. Damn. Again, guys, these are all tourist traps, man. These are all tourist traps, okay? But again... they're nice tourist traps. It's still cheap by American standards. And you get to have bragging rights to say, oh, look where I had, you know, all this amazing food, right? Did. So, from what I can tell so far, guys... by going to that 24-hour supermarket, food here, at least by our American standards, isn't expensive. Obviously, I'm not gonna walk around with this video camera in there, guys. But I took prices of the usual. Chicken is about five euros a kilo, which it depends on the type of chicken you want. Okay, guys. Okay, if you want chicken breast. That's cut chicken breast that's skinned, chicken breast that has no meat, it's gonna cost you close to 6 euros a kilo, okay? Do they have the prices here somewhere? They don't have the prices. I don't think they have the prices. Probably have to go onto their website or onto their... no, they don't have the prices. That's fine. Like I said, it's pretty much all a tourist trap anyway, so... Well, look at the church. You know, I'll try to come here during the day tomorrow. Take a quick video of this. So, like I was saying, guys, you know, the price of chicken depends on what the hell you want from the chicken, you know? Do they have a price here? They don't have a price. Like I said, guys, I just want to show you prices. That's it. But from what you guys saw, especially all you European dudes out there, you know it's a tourist trap. So, Baskin Robbins. It's like, what the hell is Baskin Robbins doing here? Yeah, I don't see prices. Ah. not worth it. Let's go the other way. You guys gotta be careful with all these bumps over here. Look at that. You got like uneven. You got, it's like going up and down. You know, you guys, then you got freaking puddle in the middle. You know, it's very easy to slip and fall here, man. Very easy to slip and fall. You know, you get a lot of like single woman walking like that at night. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, bitch, walking at night like 11 o'clock all by yourself, you know? Telling you guys, a lot of undercover prostitutes. When I was in, this looks like a nice street to go up, but yeah, maybe tomorrow. I was telling you guys, when I was in Bucharest during Scamarona, these women were like coming up to me like, $100, I'll come to your hotel room right now, you know? I can actually bring a girl to my hotel room right now if I wanted to. And I do have $100 on me. But yeah, I told you guys, when I'm in white people country, I don't do pay to play, man. You know, I do that with colored women because they're like feral animals to me. So they don't count. God damn it. I'm gonna do this tomorrow. Hopefully it's not raining tomorrow and I can take off the phone cover. Okay, do we have prices here? Do we have prices? Yes, we do. Okay. I mean, prices ain't bad, but the food does not look that good. I mean, that food ain't good looking at all. Octopus rice, wow, that's about $20 for octopus rice right there, man. So, yeah, Portuguese potatoes, yeah, I'm telling you, man. This is nothing more than a freaking, whatchamacallit. This is like a one big tourist trap. That's really what it is. That's a Thailand Tourist Information Center. I guess you can come in here for maps and shit like that. Let's keep on walking. Look at this cathedral or whatever this is over here. Now, I went online to look up the reviews for the hotel I'm staying at. Again, the hotel is called Regia Old Town Hotel. You know, at first I thought it was Riga. Then I'm like, that can't be. It's in Thailand. What are you talking about? And then when I come here, I find out from the guy working there that the people who own the place are Latvian. So there you go. They do have caffeine, okay? For those of you who don't know, caffeine is pretty much the Starbucks of Latvia. They have it here. So tomorrow, guys, I'm probably gonna come stay here until it's time for me to go back to Latvia on the train. So, what I do have to say, guys, is that thus far, and again, I've only been here for a couple of hours, but I traveled the world enough, unlike that punk-ass ninja, Austin Holman, where I know where, how things stand, because I have so much data from so many different locations. So Estonia, guys, I'm gonna say it would probably be a little bit more pricier than Latvia. I'd probably say overall this will maybe be 20% more more 20% pricier than Latvia overall, guys. So if you can live well on $1,200 a month in Latvia, you probably need like $1,400-$1,500 to live well in Estonia, you know. So I don't know if Estonia would be, you know, I heard a lot of good things about Estonia, all that, because they want to be the e-country, you know, Estonia, internet, e-electronic this, you know. So Estonia has a lot of pioneering programs for digital nomads and shit like that. So I always heard good things about Estonia. Am I gonna come here again, stay a little bit longer? I don't know, guys. I don't know, you know. I like Latvia, to be honest with you. I think Latvia has a little bit more of authenticity to it. You know, that's a good thing about these countries like Latvia, where, how do I say it? More real, you know. Like, for example, when I went to the train station here, you buy the tickets electronically. In Latvia, you can buy the ticket right there from somebody. So I think it has more of a people thing in Latvia compared to here. Obviously, I don't think there's anything bad about Estonia, to be honest with you guys. Obviously, it's cold, it's wet, it's raining. So that's something that, you know, whether they like it or not, they have no control over it. It's not something that is gonna work in their favor. So that's why I'm saying to you guys, you know, you got so many other places you can be, man. I mean, honestly, guys, you're probably better off in Romania. I really want to do Bulgaria, guys. I really want to do Bulgaria. You know, this church reminds me of a church in Chișinău, in Moldova. You know, I like Moldova. I really did like Moldova, to be honest with you. I mean, my game plan, if I was going to live in Europe, my game plan, honestly, would be to live in like Bulgaria, Romania, and like go to Turkey for surgeries and stuff like that, you know. That would be my game plan, to be honest with you. Kind of like my game plan would be to do, you know, I could do everything, you know, I can actually do everything in Colombia. Like, I could do medical tourism in Colombia, I can live in Colombia, or I can like live in Colombia and go to Merida, Mexico, you know. You know, plane tickets are not that big of a deal, guys. You know, thanks to Norse Airlines, that's N-O-R-S-E, you can get like a one-way ticket from America to just about any major European city for like $200, you know. I'm looking at round-trip tickets from Berlin to Miami and back again to Berlin for $400. So that's like what? Not an extra $150 more expensive than going to Colombia. So plane tickets really are not that big of a deal, if you ask me, especially if you buy in advance and you avoid, you know, the busy season. So I can probably make it work. I can probably make it work in Europe. I just have to find that country that I can mesh with their vibe, you know. Not a big fan of the cold and wet and all that shit, you know. Not a big fan of that. Then again, not many people are big fans of that to begin with, in all honesty. But, you know, we have no control over that, right? But we do have control over where we go. So you know, the banks that they have over there, they have over here, like SEB. Oop. Avoid crazy people driving. Was I here a couple of minutes ago? I don't know if I was here a couple of minutes ago. I don't think so. I don't think I was here a couple of minutes ago, but let's keep on going. Did I see people coming from this area? Oh, what the hell is that? Hollywood door. Where is everybody coming from? I don't get it. Hollywood door? I don't get it. Is this like the Pantages Theater in Hollywood or something? Boo. Puff. What the hell is that? Is that like a werewolf? If you notice, call for help. If you spot someone in distress. Oh, no. All right, guys. Oh, also, the good news is, internet here is super fast. I'm gonna show you how fast my internet is at the Airbnb. Also, keep in mind, it is Halloween still. Yeah, just like I thought, they were coming out of the theater. It's the same thing as LA, man. It's the same thing as the Pantages Theater in LA. You get all these normies who go to a theater and then all of a sudden they think they're like sophisticated because they went to the theater. It's like, yeah, keep on coping, dude. Let's keep on going. Yeah, that's a crazy dude. Yeah, that music that's playing, yeah, that's a crazy dude. Let's see, where to go, left or right? Let's go, no, wait a second, that's the information center. We were here already. Okay, at this point, I think we're going around in a circle, maybe. Okay, I remember this cathedral or whatever it is. I think we're going around in a circle, but that's fine. That's fine, we're going around in a circle. Yeah, let's take one more round, maybe go down a different route or something. But, yeah, guys, you guys got a good view of... God damn it. Man, this phone is not made for the night, man. It's really not. Now, I'm not gonna go out and get $1,000 phone for this shit. I'll just come back during the day. Yeah, let's see if we can take one more route, maybe see something a little bit more exciting. It's getting close, a little bit after 12 now, probably. I've been shooting this for 45 minutes. Yeah, I'd probably say it's around 12:30 by now. So, I want to be in bed by 1 o'clock. Like I said, we got an open buffet breakfast, and according to all the Google reviews, it's like really good. So you know what that means, right? I want to be there bright and early before the food gets taken and becomes stale and leftover shit. So Let's go down this route. Let's go down this area. Then we're gonna call it a night. This looks like something that was built a long time ago. This looks like it's something that was built, you know, a couple hundred years ago. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, I don't think this is something new for tourists, you know. I think this is actually something that was built. I think this is something that was built. I don't know. Now I'm beginning to think. Is this like a real wall or what? I got gloves on. And I'm not an archaeologist. I don't know. You know, I don't know, guys. Is this like something that was built hundreds of years ago? Or is this like a replica for tourists? I don't know. Okay, maybe this will give us some information. Damn it. Oh, Gloria Wine Restaurant. Pub. I don't know. I don't know if this is something authentic that was built hundreds of years ago, or if this is some like replica for tourists. I don't know, man. Maybe we can find out a little bit more information. Let's go through it. What the hell is this? It has a freaking gate? What is this? Oh, hell no. No. This is definitely like a replica for tourists, man. This is a replica for tourists, man. This is a replica for tourists. This isn't like some sort of authentic museum built 400 years. Okay. Welcome to Theater and Music Museum. Okay, so this is something that's built for tourists. Okay. It's not like, you know, a couple hundred years old. Yeah. This is just make-believe shit. Ouch, mother effer. Okay, so wait a second. Alright, so let me try to figure this out. I don't know if you guys can see this. Alright, so... Damn it. The tower was built in the middle of a wall section between Harja and Karja gates in the second half of the 14th century. I don't know if you guys can see it. You guys probably can't. I'm gonna find out what's up with it. Okay, so from my understanding, this tower. That's what's authentic. From my understanding, we're gonna do this tomorrow, I guess. This is the authentic thing, and it's owned by the Music Museum of all places. So this is authentic. I guess everything else is like make-believe or a facade or I don't know. No, I don't care to know, to be honest with you. I hear people. Again, this is a Halloween night, so I hear people. There they are. Yeah, a bunch of old boomer normies at the pub. Yeah, that's the theater where we were a couple of minutes ago. I'm not even gonna go back there, man. I know the type of people. I see them in Hollywood all the time. Normies with a little bit of money. They go to the theater once or twice a year, and all of a sudden they think they're cultured and high class and sophisticated. It's like, nah, you're just an ancient normie. All right, guys. So I'm probably gonna close it up. I'm just going around in circles at this point. I'm gonna close it up. I'm just gonna go ahead a little bit farther, hang a left, and close it up and just go back to my hotel. Like I said, man, even though there are some pubs open until 3 in the morning, it's just not worth it, dude. It really isn't. You know, again, you're gonna end up spending like, what, 10 euros at a pub for no reason. And you're gonna get fat, ugly woman in there. I'm telling you guys, all the hotties, they're on the apps. They're going out with rich dudes. They're not wasting their time with a bunch of ancient niggers. I'm telling you guys that right now. So, yeah, once we get down there, if I see anything exciting, we'll go take a look at it. If I don't, I'll simply close the video and we call it a night. That's all there is to it. The pub with no name, Namita Bar. Well, that's the name right there. I don't want to know.
I genuinely don't want to know.
I don't care. Do I need to go that way? Or should I go that way? That way is where we came from, I guess. Let me go down that way and hang a right. I don't want to know. Restaurant. Sister La Vie. Think that's French. Let's keep on going. Don't you just love it when, like, foreign people speak English? You got people from all these different countries, and the common language they have is, like, freaking English. It's like, you know, hearing people speak English with their broken accents, it's, like, funny, man. Really, it's funny. I don't know why Europe doesn't adopt English as its official language. It's like, look, Europe. Take English or take Russian. Pick a freaking language. Ain't nobody gonna pick up a freaking language only spoken by like a million people, you know? Okay, were we here before, guys? Oh, look at that. Maybe we should come during the morning to look at that, you know? Were we here before? Yeah, I think we were here before. That salamander over there. I remember passing by Salamander. We were here before. I'm just really walking around to like burn off all the calories I ate today. I ate so much sweets today. You know, that's the thing about Europe. You got all these delicatessen, you know, all these sweet stuff. And they're so cheap. You can buy like croissant, you can buy like all these pastries for like 40 cents, 50 cents, you know, especially where I was in Valga, like I said, guys, you know, when you're at the Estonian and Latvian border, you got two towns that were actually one town, and then the British said, well, this is Estonian and this town is freaking Latvian. And then when Latvia and Estonia joined the European Union, they pretty much opened the towns to each other. So, yeah, when I was there, guys, pastries were so cheap. You know, they actually had whole pizzas ready to go for sale for like 10 euros. It's like, I was gonna buy one of them, but I'm like, dude, you can't get fat anymore. I'm for the first time in like freaking half a dozen years, I'm under 240 pounds, you know. And the pants I'm wearing, because I bought them from Zara in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. the pants are a size 38, you know. So if I get fat, I won't be able to wear them pants anymore. And you guys are probably asking, why the hell are you wearing pants that, you know, barely fit you? It's because, well, that's all they have here, you know. They don't have fat shit like we do in America, you know. They don't have size 48 pants like we do in America, you know. So I got the biggest size pants that they had in Latvia, you know. And I do have to admit, they're some of the nicest pants I ever owned, you know. They actually look good on me. But like I said, I just can't get fat, so I just have to keep on moving, guys. That's the name of the game, dudes. Keep on moving. We're going on almost an hour right now. The rain is beginning to stop, so that's a plus. Like I said, guys, these cobblestones, man, these cobblestones mixed with the rain, it can get slippery really bad, man. It can get slippery really bad, you know. Let's see. Continue going straight or go... I'm not going up no freaking hill. Fuck that shit. I'd rather go downhill than uphill. I just want to be able to end this video on, like, a lighted area. And there they go again. Simping for Ukraine, man. Simping on Ukraine. What are these people doing over here? Ethnic folk dolls, yeah. Looks like a freaking mariachi girl or something from Mexico. Yeah. Yeah, they're simping. Not interested. Yeah, they're simping for Mexico. They're simping for Ukraine big times here, man. They're really simping for Ukraine. Yeah, guys, I'm gonna turn it off. I think we're done. Let me go back to my Airbnb. You know what? Let me turn the camera around. That way we can, close it on a, lighted area. All right, guys, see you in the morning. Peace.